WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Weather officials confirm that at least 4 tornadoes swept through our area during Tuesday's severe storms. Summertime should be a time for fun and sun for our kids, but many of them face hunger as well. And energy, how it's produced and consumed, is very much in Virginia headlines these days. And Jeff Shapiro takes a look at the politics of that in our Friday review. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 24th. A suspect is in custody following a stabbing on the University of Virginia grounds. NBC 29 reports that the stabbing happened near O'Hill Dining Hall early Thursday morning. UVA identified the suspect as 46-year-old Randall Fisher of Orange. According to police, the people involved knew each other and were not affiliated with UVA. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at UVA Medical Center and released later on Thursday. Police have not said what charges Fisher may face. More tornadoes have been confirmed during Tuesday night's severe storms. WHSV reports that the National Weather Service quickly confirmed a tornado touchdown in Pendleton County in the Troublesome Valley area Tuesday evening. Since then, additional data confirmed that there were at least 3 other tornadoes in the Seneca Rocks area of Pendleton, the Timberville area in Rockingham County, and along the line between Hampshire and Frederick counties. The evidence included extensive damaged trees. The cost of food can be a burden for families over the summer, especially with rising grocery prices and cuts to federal SNAP benefits. Hannah Davis-Reed with VPM News takes a look at available resources.
Summer should be such an exciting time for kids.
That's Sarah Steele. She's the director of No Kid Hungry Virginia.
But unfortunately, for thousands of Virginia kids, summer can also be the hungriest time of the year.
Many public school students qualify for free breakfasts and lunches, but then comes summer vacation. Luckily, there are a few resources to keep kids from skipping meals. Sunbucks provides qualifying households a one-time $120 benefit for groceries over the summer. Families can double their benefit by shopping at approved local farmers markets. There's also Sun Meals, which provides free meals to anyone 18 or under.
Hannah Davis-Reed reporting. Virginia higher education leaders are exploring a 3-year bachelor's degree, joining a growing national push to shorten college. Axios Richmond reports the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia, or SHEV, announced last month that it's working with representatives from several Virginia universities to explore 90-credit undergraduate degree programs, replacing the traditional 120-credit 4-year model. Longwood University in Farmville is one of the schools expressing interest. 3 Republicans are competing to challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Warner in the upcoming August primary. Jad Khalil with VPM News has more on the candidates.
Warner's been in the Senate since 2009, but these Republicans think they can flip the seat. First, there's Kim Farrington. She's a certified public accountant, and she's worked in finance for the federal government and in the private sector, according to her campaign website. Second is Bert Mizusawa. The retired major general in the U.S. Army also worked for the CIA. He was a foreign policy advisor for President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign and filed to run against Virginia's other Democratic senator, Tim Kaine, in 2018. Third is David Williams, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves. He also worked for the CIA, according to his campaign website. Early voting is already underway. About 30,000 people have voted in the GOP primary so far. The last day to vote is Election Day, August 4th.
Jad Khalil reporting. You can find more of WMRA's reporting on the U.S. Senate race this year. Type WMRA Warner in your browser. Data centers are quickly becoming the hottest issue on the campaign trail. Radio IQ's Michael Pope reports.
The fight over data centers may have started in Northern Virginia, but it's now expanding to many local elections for city councils and boards of supervisors across Virginia. Just ask Elena Schlossberg. She's executive director of the Coalition to Save Prince William County, and she helped oust 2 members of her local board of supervisors who supported rezoning land for data centers.
The candidates understand that if you want to get elected or reelected, if you are not on the right side of this issue of data center development, you are not looking at the likelihood of winning. It's self-preservation to be on the right side of the data center issue.
At the top of the ticket is U.S. Senator Mark Warner, who's running for his fourth and final term this year. He has a new bill that would force disclosure of information data centers have been trying to keep secret.
Before you can make any agreement to give any benefits to these data centers, all the non-disclosure agreements need to be disclosed so the community can make the judgment. And what I would use as the hammer, in a sense, to make sure that these standards are met is that these data centers should not be able to claim what's called either accelerated depreciation or bonus depreciation until they hit these standards.
Unlike most issues on the campaign trail, this one is bipartisan, with Republicans and Democrats both trying to figure out how to prevent being on the wrong side of the issue with voters. Michael Pope.
Virginia is among a small group of states that hold elections for their state's highest office outside the regular federal election schedule in odd years. But that could change. Also with Radio IQ, Brad Kuttner reports.
It's far from a done deal, but if you ask Fairfax County Democratic Senator Scott Saravelle, Virginians should vote for governor and other executive and state house seats at the same time we vote for federal officials.
For us, it would increase turnout and would also save taxpayers a lot of money not having to run elections every year.
Saravelle created a committee to study changing Virginia's election timeline. At a recent meeting, Jessica Kimball Johnson at UVA's Karsh Institute presented research around the idea. Here's Johnson with the good news.
Turnout increases with consolidation. As you'll hear in a moment, we see this in other states, and we've seen this in Virginia, and we have data on this for you. Evidence suggests that consolidated elections tend to produce more alignment between policy outcomes and voter preferences.
And the bad.
Consolidated elections can encourage nationalization, with federal races on the same ballot as state races.
On the right of the issue, Republican Northampton delegate Rob Bloxam worried about another downside: ballots that become too long.
I'm kind of curious if at some point they're just going to give up and say, okay, I care about these two and I don't care about anybody else.
Another meeting of the Election Consolidation Committee happens early August, when a vote on moving forward with the process is expected to take place. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Finally today, energy has been very much in the headlines, especially when it comes to who distributes it and how much is consumed. Politics analyst Jeff Shapiro joins Michael Pope to recap the week in politics and state government.
A lot of news to get to this week, starting with a potential special session of the General Assembly. Jeff Shapiro, Republicans are calling for members of the General Assembly to return to Richmond to consider delaying this merger between Dominion and Florida-based NextEra. So far, the governor hasn't really said what her position is on the merger. She hasn't said if she's going to call a special session. We really don't know what the governor's position is because she won't answer questions.
Abigail Spanberger has given, to shall we say, bold caution as a governor, most recently on this proposed merger between Richmond-based Dominion and Florida-based NextEra. There are clearly now bipartisan examples of jitters, if not outright opposition, to this proposed merger. Two Republican legislators from the Roanoke area, David Sudelina, State Senator, and Delegate Joe McNamara, want a special session specifically to extend by law the amount of time that the State Corporation Commission needs, they would argue, requires to review and bless, if not reject, this merger. Democrats have been talking about extending this period of scrutiny for some time, most notably Lieutenant Governor Ghazala Hashmi. The governor's office has indicated that it is considering all options, including possibly a special session, but nothing definitive yet from Spanberger. There is another option under the Constitution available to legislators. They could petition themselves back into session, but it requires the consent of two-thirds of the members of both bodies. I'm aware that only attempted once back in the early 90s. It's a very high bar.
So one of the things about data centers is they keep their energy consumption a secret. They keep their water consumption a secret. This has to do with their competitors potentially having a business advantage over them. At least that's what they say. Senator Mark Warner has a bill in Congress to make them publicly report their energy consumption and water consumption. Is that going to go anywhere?
I wouldn't think so these days, but Mark Warner, running for his fourth and final term, clearly is aware of the sensitivity of this issue with voters in both parties, as well as concerns about AI, which would be supported by a lot of these data centers. And so he is proposing legislation that will force a greater degree of transparency. I would suggest that this is one way of Mark Warner, absent credible, serious Republican opposition, is intent on getting the attention and the votes of Virginians in both parties.
One final topic before we go. Governor Abigail Spanberger is on an international junket. Where's she going?
She has been in Europe, specifically England, France, and Italy. These trade trips, very much SOP, standard operating procedure for governors of Virginia. I think there are two messages here, one of which she wants Virginia to be seen as anything but Trump-like, in other words, reliable as a trade partner. And two, I think the governor is attempting, this is all part of her continuing effort to reset her approval rating, which has been sinking in the polls after that lopsided victory for governor, largely a casualty of her inexperience, friction with the legislature, that attempt at an anti-Trump gerrymander, and of course, the budget impasse.
All right, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we have been joined by politics analyst and UVA scholar Jeff Shapiro. Talk to you next week.
You bet.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.